Good morning again. It's almost 7 a.m. on Saturday, April the 4th, 2020. Good morning. I'm just here drinking my, freaking coffee and thinking about life and pointlessness and futility. Because there is something fucked up about living in an existence where some authority, maybe they're legit, maybe they're not. I mean, forget for a moment that I am an anarchist, right? So I don't have any faith in the state at all. I call it government, the state. I like to call it the crocodile. I don't trust the crocodile. The fact that it's big and strong is irrelevant to me. Saltwater crocodiles are quite large and yet unlikely to beat me at chess. And I don't even play chess that often. But I wouldn't necessarily wrestle a saltwater crocodile either. You know. Indeed, futility. The crocodile is telling us to stay inside unless you're essential. I think staying inside is probably bad for us and unhealthy. And if there is a virus the way they describe it, staying inside in buildings in a city is probably counterproductive. Probably getting outside and getting fresh air is better than staying in a recirculated air building. But again, what the fuck do I know? And I still don't see how this works for more than a month or two. I could see this working for a month. I mean, it's almost like everybody, it's snow day, right? And people can pretend it's one giant snow day with tanks and machine guns and checkpoints and essential workers with essential papers. But, for about a month, I could see normie America pretending it's snow day. Snow day. It's snow day. It's snow day. It's snow day. I can see them doing snow day for about a month. And then, I don't know. At that point, martial law, militaristic, weird ass, dystopian, sadomasochistic, nipple-clip snow day starts looking like shit. To even normal America, they say, most of us haven't showered in 3 weeks. That's kind of 19th century, right? We're down to eating SpaghettiOs. Fuck. We were going to give those to the poor people at the church. And now we're down to our last can of SpaghettiOs. We were so bored last night, we read the ingredients of SpaghettiOs. It was horrifying. And yet we still wanted more. Thank you. SpaghettiOs, yeah. Everyday America is going to have a couple Taco Tuesdays and magical fucking make-believe waffle pizza, and they'll get down to their last can of SpaghettiOs, and they're going to say, fuck this bullshit, we need to eat, I'm going to go shopping. And it's not going to be one or two people. These are cities, folks. I live in a city. It's not going to be one or two people that go shopping. It'll be hundreds and then thousands. Some will have masks. Most probably won't. And the ones that do will probably mostly be these make-believe, I made it at home. And I don't blame you. It's LARPing. LARPing is about, you know, arts and crafts, I think. It's about making stuff at home. Why can't you make a pie tin mask or a paper plate mask? Why not? At some point, mommy and daddy, normal America, I don't give a shit about race or ethnicity or sexual preference. If you have kids, your kids are going to be screaming. And you're going to want to go outside. You're going to have money in your checking account. You're going to want to go outside. Because why? You got your magical check. So this thing we're doing, this snow day, this Simon Says snow day, this fucked up nipple clip, everybody gets a month off from reality. The thing about reality, though, is it doesn't stop being there for 30 days. And I'll admit, I'm of the general theory that all things being equal, if the human race could keep its shit together, people could probably do a 1 month vacation, like take a break. You still need people at the boiling water reactors and other nuclear power plants. You still need people at the chemical facilities to maintain temperatures and pressures, because a chemical plant is also a dangerous thing. You still need people at the steel plants, because if you let a steel plant go cold, that's bad. If you don't know anything about steel. There's a whole bunch of people that still have to show up for work if everybody wants to have a snow day. So I get that. If you wanted to say, Dan, are there people that have to show up for work? Well, yeah, but it's also true that you can't build a society that way. It's a lot like playing, you know, SimCity 2000 and only building a city of factories and prisons. I mean, it works for a while until everybody gets pissed off and sets fire to all the factories and the prisons. And then it stops working. You can't build a society that way. So at some point in the next 30 days, whatever the fuck this is, okay, call it Snow Day Palooza. It's a robbery. It is definitely a robbery. There is fraud and criminal activity occurring. I don't need anybody to tell me that it's happening. I can absolutely sense it, that it's happening. There are so many forms of financial robbery and fraud occurring right now. It would make you tingle if you had the ESP to sense that kind of darkness. It is happening everywhere. But is that the whole fucking story? Is that the whole story? I don't know. I really don't know. I just know that this bullshit nipple clip snow day cannot last. Nipple clip snow day has to come to an end. You know? And this is a reference to, I think it's Governor Cuomo. He has that one fucking picture of him. And I think it's real. I think it's a real picture. It looks like he has nipple clips on. And it's like someone said, no, that's for him to get his heart tested. Okay. What are they testing for? Heart crabs? Heart crabs. Governor Nippleclip. Yeah, I don't know. That could be a made-up picture, too. There's so much fake bullshit out there. You never know. But could I believe it? Could I believe that he has nipple clips on all the time? Listen, I read the Washington State Stay Home, Stay Healthy order the other day. If you understand the sexual dynamics of domination and submission, then those types of documents make sense. But if you're not into sadomasochism, if you're not into the kinky stuff on Pornhub, then those fucking documents sound like batshit crazy nonsense. But if you're into fucking sadomasochism, rather than like English common law, then those documents are elegant. Because they're designed to torture. They're designed to create fear. They're designed to create guilt, which is in many ways the greatest fucking torture. Remember, if you want to go outside and Simon says you can't, and you do go outside, make sure you make your confession to Phone Booth Jesus. Phone Booth Jesus is a reference to the Jesus that Robert Duvall talks to in THX 1138. You can also call him Kiosk Jesus, like, you know, Kilo, Indio, Oscar, Oscar Sierra, Kilo, Kiosk Jesus. Go see Phone Booth Jesus. Make your confession. Yeah, these fucking stay-at-home orders are not about what's legal, except for the sense of lawyers make a living confusing the fuck out of people. But they are very much about torture and submission and death and fear and guilt. And I would argue Satan, because I believe in God, and there is no God in those documents. And yeah, folks, whatever the fuck this virus is, could be a bioweapon, could be a psyop, could be all of the above combined. A lot of money is being stolen, and I'm sorry, the virus is probably not a time traveler. And these markets were blowing up. People were talking about these markets blowing up. I was talking about these markets blowing up before the fucking virus came along. I even made a joke about it. I called it, they're going to come up with some kind of monkey flu. Yeah, I guess they did, didn't they? It was one scenario, right? The monkey flu scenario. And monkey flu scenario does lead to snow day, maybe, but I didn't really see snow day. And when I say snow day, I should say snow month, because I don't see this working for more than a month, which is both good news and bad news. As I stated in a previous podcast, this is good news and bad news. The good news about snow month is that it really couldn't last more than a month or two. There's no feasible way you can run a society this way unless we already have the robots and the nanites and the post-scarcity bullshit, and I don't believe it. Now, if you believe in the Ray Kurzweil bullshit, then maybe most of us can sit at home and get our protein cubes and watch the internet, have Satan fill our brain, have the protein cube fill our belly. Maybe that's all there is to it. Maybe that's it. You know, it's Empire Strikes Back, the Empire wins. And that could be the scenario. Like, they could have maybe all that magical technology. I really don't think they do. I think that if they did, that still doesn't mean they'd help us. I think that there's a difference between the people that run our society and the rest of us. I think there is an oligarchy. It doesn't mean there's some unified cabal. I would have no idea how to define that. But do I believe there are people who act as if they rule us, and they do in a sense because they control a lot of resources? Yeah, there are. These people exist, and we give them power by obeying their bullshit. They tell us to stay home, we stay home. They tell us we can't go shop for food, we don't shop for food. They tell us we're not essential, and so yeah, we're not essential. Fuck. But that's the thing. Good news, bad news. The good news is there's no way this can last much more than a month. The bad news is, what the fuck happens next? Because they're gonna run the gamut on Snow Day. Snow Day peters out in the complexity of modernity within 30 to 60 days. I just don't see us building fucking, pillowcase castles for 60 fucking days. I don't see us making YouTube videos for more than 60 days. I could do it, but folks, look at me, okay? I could probably do it for 60 days, maybe 600. In a sense, I have. I mean, I spent so many months in that apartment at Riley Towers back in 2017, 20, yeah, 16. Yeah. And I was working a job, but then I took time off completely, and man, that was like a snow day until I ran out of money. And that's the thing, folks. There's no free lunch. Hobos know this better than most people. So how long do you think Snow Day lasts? Do you think it can last more than a month or two? And then what happens? Because either they come up with a magical Tom Hanks, Bill Gates vaccine and cure, and all you gotta do is take the chip, and everyone's fine, and everyone gets to watch Satan TV and eat their protein cube, and maybe that's the plan. But if that's not the plan, then I think Snow Day means it's probably the last month of any little piece of normality, assuming you get to go outside that day, assuming that, there's anything at the store left to buy. Snow Day could be the pause. Snow Day could be the in-between zone. Snow Day could be the gap in the crack. There's a crack. But as the crack widens, there's a gap. Snow Day could be the gap in the crack. Snow Day could be the gape and the shape. Snow Day has to end. And when it ends, what comes next? I gotta say, folks, the thing that is so disturbing about this virus is how purposeful it is. It is not random. It is not some, bioweapons in general aren't necessarily easy to control. This thing, if this is a bioweapon, this is probably one of the most controllable bioweapons I've ever read about. I've never seen one, thank God, except for now, right? Maybe. But anywho, if this is a bioweapon, this is one of the most purposeful fucking bioweapons ever. And one of the things it's definitely doing is keeping people off the fucking roads. So that's a good fucking question to ask. And I think you should ask it more than once. It's why I brought it up more than once. Why do they want people to not clog up the roads and die? Good question.